Hatchets. It's a two-point lead. A 30-second timeout on the WLEW Sports Network. FedEx 34, Ubley 32, Sergi.
When our children or grandchildren are part of the team, it means a lot to them if we can be there to cheer them on. Since that is not always possible, the John Schmigelski family of Ubley and Minden City is pleased to help support this game broadcast. The Schmigelski family is involved in club, community, and church activities because we care about people. If you wish to pre-plan a funeral, purchase a monument, or if you have an immediate need, call your knowledgeable and caring professional funeral director, John Schmigelski, at 989-658-8501.
.55 left in the third quarter, and suddenly it's a two-point game. Ubley outscoring FedEx in this quarter, 10-3.
Right now, Ubley believes.
John Messing to Mark Morneau, left wing, screen from Sutton. Pulls up for a long two, off the mark, rebound, Dominic Rosenthal. Seventh rebound this quarter alone for the Bearcats. Give and go, Anthony Sweeney can't get to fall, but we have a push, and this will go against Dominic Rosenthal, and that will be his first of the evening and Ubley's first of the second half.
Seven fouls were called on Ubley in the first half. Two were on FedEx.
3:27 left in the third, still 34-32, FedEx by two. FedEx has led as many by 12 at one point in this game, and that was in the first half. Morneau in the corner, pulls up for the two, and he nails it. Smooth as silk, 36-32.
That is a luxury to have a Tommy Morneau on your team, isn't it?
I would say so.
He sure settles things down. Just calmly goes out there and does his business.
Sweeney to Trepeski, top of the key, against Clark Brady, to Rosenthal, against Sutton. Left wing to Sweeney, off the mark for three, but he nails it!
That is a young man that can get hot in a hurry.
A one-point game. Anthony Sweeney nails the three. That looked way off, but somehow went in. 36-35, FedEx leads, and John Brandel just nearly stole the ball from Andrew Sutton. Subs coming in for the Bearcats. Cole Mychek and Matt Mychek replaces Dominic Rosenthal and John Brandel. So it's the Mycheks versus the Messings. 2:44 left in the third. FedEx by a mere 1 point, 36-35. Mind you, 5.5 minutes ago, it was 31-22, FedEx by nine. Clark Brady, right wing, into the low post to Sutton, and we have a whistle, and this will go against Cole Mychek, and that is his second, and Ubley's second. FedEx ball underneath their own hoop, right side of your radio. We were expecting a decent game here, John, but nothing like this.
Well, you know, once you take your foot off the accelerator, anything can happen. You're no longer going forward.
Clark Brady's inbound goes into the backcourt. John Messing has to chase it down. Clark Brady has the ball on the right wing to a wide open Andrew Sutton.
Yes.
At the back cut in for 2 points.
Now that is exactly what the Hatches needed. They found Andrew Sutton on the inside.
He has
wide open.
He has 8 points. They lead. FedEx leads by three. Here comes Ubley. Cole Mychek, right wing. Into the corner, Anthony Sweeney. Another three is up. He got it!
Uh-oh. Look out.
Back-to-back threes from Anthony Sweeney. We're tied at 38.
Anthony Sweeney is a kid that can get hot in a hurry. Ask USA. That was the person that just absolutely killed him in Ubley.
A minute 47 left in the third quarter. 38-38. Clark Brady, left wing. Cut on the baseline to Ryan Hileski. Back to Clark Brady, left corner, back to left wing. Dribbling to the top of the key, over to Clark Brady, left wing. And we have a whistle away from the ball, and it's an offensive foul push against Ryan Hileski. 20 feet away from the ball on the left block. That'll be FedEx's third team foul and the first against Hileski.
I think I saw the same call. I think Martin. I saw the same call there over in Ubley Saturday night.
Martin Messing checks in and replaces Ryan Hileski.
So, you know, Ryan, you're junior. You're going to have a learning curve there. But I think Martin wanted to check in with us before he entered the game. No, go over there.
No,
they're the official guys.
Keep moving. We know your number already. As Tommy Morneau steals it from Matt Mychek, but then there's Anthony Sweeney to steal back.
This is Sweeney's quarter. Watch out for him.
Anthony Sweeney, left wing, picks up his dribble over to Matt Mychek, top of the key. 1:10 left in the third, tie ball game. Matt Mychek gets all the way down the lane. He got it. Ubley leading 40-38. Matt Mychek with four. That man is fearless and only a sophomore in his third game at varsity. Right wing, John Messing to Martin Messing, top of the key, 55 seconds left. Ubley leads 40-38 over Bad Axe. Clark Brady, left wing, John Messing, top of the key to the right wing. Martin starts his dribble and resets the offense, gives Trevor Jepeski. Tommy Morneau, right wing, been fairly quiet tonight, pulls up from the right block, banks it home for two. We're tied at 40, 35 seconds left. Morneau quietly scoring 13 points so far, 40-40.
Is Ubley going for last shot, or do you think they can squeeze about three more into this 25 seconds?
Defensive Anthony Sweeney touches the ball. He has it at the top of the key with 20 seconds to go in the third. Pulls up, right wing, NBA range. This one short, rebound Morneau.
Well, even Anthony has his limitations.
Morneau against Matt Mychek, into the lane, spins up for the shot. He's fouled. He misses the shot, goes to the line for two shots. Foul goes against number 42, Cole Mychek. That's his third and Ubley's third of the half. Ryan Hileski will be checking in after this free throw, as is John Brandle for Ubley. 8.6 seconds left in the third quarter. We're tied at 40. As Morneau's first free throw is short and no good.
A rare miss
from Morneau. As Trevor Jepeski sits down, replaced by Brandle. Clark Brady sits down, replaced by Ryan Hileski.
Free throws.
8.6.
District games, Clark, you don't miss your free throws.
Second free throw, this one's good for Morneau. 1 point lead for the Hatchets, 41-40, 8 seconds left in the third. Matt Mychek needs to be in a hurry, not across timeline yet. To Jeffrey Wright, 3 seconds. Left wing NBA range three is up, off the mark. At the end of the third quarter, Bad Axe lead cut down to 1 point. Bad Axe 41, Ubley 40 on the WLEW Sports Network.
Good guys in the used car department at Graff, Chevrolet, Buick, and Sandusky. Here's Brian and Keith.
Hey, boss. There's been a lot of talk lately about what we're doing here in our used car department.
Yep. I told you letting people know they could get a good used car at Graff was a good idea. More importantly, following through on that promise.
That's right. What they want is a good, honest deal on a good used car, and they know where to get it, right here at Graff.
You got it, Brian. Now let's give them a great Graff deal.
You bet. Now till the end of March, we're going to double the value on your trade up to $4,000. Bring your trade in today, and you can get a 2012 GMC Terrain loaded with leather for $216 a month.
Now that's a good deal.
Yep, that's a really good deal. And if it's a car that's what you're looking for, we have a 2013 Chevy Cruze with leather and a moonroof. Get this. For $145 a month.
Get a good honest deal on a good used car from the good guys here at Graff Chevrolet Buick on M46 in Sandusky.
Payments based on 84 months and 3% for qualified buyers with $4,000 trade.
And on to the fourth quarter. John, if I were a betting man, which I am, I would say this is going to be a good quarter.
Oh, I'd say so. One for the ages.
Ubley has not shot a free throw tonight. Bad Axe is 6-for-8 from the free throw line. 7-for-11. First shot from Ubley is no good. Rebound brought in by Andrew Sutton. Left wing, Tommy Morneau, thought about popping the three, does not. Instead, nearly gets it stolen away by John Brandle. At the free throw line, Morneau pulls up. In and out, no good. Rebound, Rosenthal. His fifth of the night.
Rarely does Tommy Morneau get a chance to escape the blanket coverage defense that Ubley's putting on him.
Into the corner, John Brandle for three. This one's short, way short. Rebound, Clark Brady. Bad Axe leading by one, 41-40. as Morneau pulls up inside the right elbow in for 2 points.
Took that coast to coast. That's about the only way it's going to happen.
He has 16. Maddox leads by 343-40. And we have a timeout called by Ubley on the WLEW Sports Network. 7 minutes remain in regulation.
If you're considering...